This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 129 Biography of Earl Carter, the Representative from Georgia. General Information. Earl Leroy Carter, commonly known as Buddy Carter, is a prominent figure in American politics, serving as the U.S. Representative for Georgia's 1st Congressional District. He was born on September 6, 1957, in Port Wentworth, Georgia, a small town near Savannah. His political career has been marked by his commitment to conservative values, focusing on issues like healthcare, economic development, and environmental policy. Early life and education. Earl Carter was raised in a family with deep roots in the community of Port Wentworth. His father, a local pharmacist, instilled in him the values of hard work and community service. Carter attended local schools, where he was known for his involvement in student government and community service projects. Carter pursued higher education at the University of Georgia, where he earned a Bachelor of Science in Pharmacy. His time at the university was not just about academics. He was actively involved in various student organizations, which helped shape his leadership skills. After completing his degree, Carter returned to his hometown to work in the family pharmacy, gaining first-hand experience in business management and community interaction. Early career. Upon returning to Port Wentworth, Carter took over the family pharmacy, which became a cornerstone of his early career. He managed the business with a focus on customer service and community involvement, which earned him respect and recognition locally. His pharmacy not only served as a business but also as a platform for Carter to engage with constituents on a personal level, discussing local issues and healthcare policies. In addition to his pharmacy work, Carter ventured into local politics. He served on the City Council of Pooler, Georgia, where he was instrumental in local development projects and community planning. His tenure on the council was marked by efforts to improve infrastructure and promote economic growth, setting the stage for his later political ambitions. Election history. Carter's political ascent began with his election to the Georgia State Senate in 2009, representing the 1st District. His campaign focused on economic development, healthcare reform, and conservative fiscal policies, which resonated well with the constituents of his district. He served in the Senate until 2014. During which he was known for his bipartisan efforts on several key pieces of legislation. In 2014, Carter decided to run for the U.S. House of Representatives for Georgia's 1st Congressional District. His campaign capitalized on his local roots, his business experience, and his legislative record in the state Senate. He won the Republican primary and subsequently the general election, defeating his Democratic opponent with a significant margin. Since his initial election, Carter has been re-elected multiple times, showcasing his strong voter support. His re-election campaigns have continued to emphasize his commitment to conservative principles, local business support, and community engagement. Political stances. Earl Carter is known for his conservative stances, particularly in areas like healthcare and economic policy. He has been a vocal critic of the Affordable Care Act, advocating for market-driven healthcare solutions that he believes would reduce costs and increase patient choice. His approach to healthcare reform includes promoting competition among providers and reducing government regulations. On economic issues, Carter supports tax cuts for individuals and businesses, arguing that these measures stimulate economic growth. He has backed legislation aimed at reducing the tax burden on small businesses, which he sees as the backbone of the American economy. His economic policies also include deregulation to foster business development and job creation. Environmentally, Carter has a mixed record. While he supports conservation efforts, he often sides with business interests when environmental regulations are seen as overly burdensome. He has advocated for a balanced approach where economic development and environmental protection can coexist, often citing the need for practical solutions over ideological ones. Carter's stance on social issues tends to align with traditional conservative values. He supports pro-life policies and has voted in favor of legislation that restricts abortion. On gun rights, he is a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, opposing measures that he believes infringe on these rights. In foreign policy, Carter generally supports a strong national defense and has backed measures to enhance military capabilities. He advocates for a robust U.S. presence on the global stage, often emphasizing the importance of alliances and strategic partnerships. Earl Carter, the representative for Georgia's 1st Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several reasons, one of which is his strong advocacy for small businesses. As a former small business owner himself, Carter understands the challenges and opportunities that come with entrepreneurship. He has consistently pushed for legislation that reduces regulatory burdens on small businesses, which many in his district appreciate as it directly impacts their livelihood and economic growth. Another pillar of support for Carter is his commitment to conservative values, which resonate deeply with the largely conservative electorate of his district. His stance on issues like gun rights, where he supports the Second Amendment, and his opposition to abortion, align with the values of many of his voters. This alignment not only reinforces his voter base but also ensures that his constituents feel represented in Washington. Healthcare is a critical issue for many Americans, and Carter's approach to healthcare reform has been well received by those who favor market-driven solutions. He has been a proponent of the idea that competition in healthcare can lead to better services and lower costs, advocating for policies that encourage this competition. His efforts to repeal and replace parts of the Affordable Care Act with alternatives that focus on patient choice and market dynamics have been a significant point of support among those who believe in less government intervention in healthcare. Representative Carter's engagement with his community also plays a crucial role in his support base. He is known for being accessible, often participating in local events, town halls, and maintaining an open dialogue with his constituents. This level of engagement fosters a sense of trust and accountability, making voters feel that their voices are heard and considered in the legislative process. Lastly, Carter's focus on education reform, particularly his support for school choice and vocational training, appeals to many parents and educators in his district. By advocating for policies that allow for more educational options, he addresses the diverse needs of students, which is a priority for many families. His efforts to ensure that education prepares students for both college and career paths reflect a pragmatic approach to education policy that resonates with a broad segment of his electorate. In summary, Earl Carter's support in Georgia's 1st District can be attributed to his alignment with local values, his business-friendly policies, his approach to healthcare, his community engagement, and his educational initiatives. These elements combine to create a representative who not only speaks for his district but actively works to address its specific needs and concerns. Earl Carter, the representative for Georgia's 1st Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals due to his legislative stances and actions, which many perceive as out of touch with the needs and values of his constituents. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support is Carter's environmental policies, or rather, his lack thereof. He has consistently voted against measures aimed at combating climate change, such as opposing the Green New Deal and supporting the rollback of environmental regulations. This stance is particularly contentious in a district where agriculture is a major industry, and environmental sustainability directly impacts the livelihoods of many residents. His votes to reduce protections for public lands and waters have been seen as detrimental to both the environment and the local economy, which relies heavily on natural resources. Healthcare is another critical area where Carter's positions have drawn ire. He has been a vocal opponent of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, advocating for its repeal without presenting a viable alternative that would ensure coverage for all. This has left many in his district, especially those with pre-existing conditions or lower incomes, feeling vulnerable and unsupported. His refusal to expand Medicaid in Georgia, despite the potential benefits for his constituents, further exacerbates the healthcare crisis in the region. Carter's economic policies also contribute to his unpopularity. He supports tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations, which critics argue do little to benefit the average citizen in his district. These policies are seen as widening the economic divide rather than fostering growth that benefits all. His votes against raising the minimum wage and his support for deregulation in financial sectors are viewed as prioritizing corporate interests over those of the working class. Moreover, his social stances have alienated a significant portion of his electorate. Carter's opposition to same-sex marriage, his votes against protections for the rights of the LGBTQ+ community, and his stance on women's reproductive rights have positioned him as out of step with the evolving social norms and values of many in his district. These positions not only reflect a disconnect but also contribute to a feeling among constituents that their representative does not truly represent their values or fight for their rights. Lastly, there's a general dissatisfaction with Carter's engagement with his constituents. Many feel he is more responsive to lobbyists and special interest groups than to the people he represents. His infrequent town halls and perceived lack of transparency in his legislative decisions have fostered a sense of alienation among voters who feel their voices are not heard or valued in Washington. This lack of direct engagement and accountability has led to a significant trust deficit, further diminishing his support base. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.